You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Welcome to Money Never Sleeps Radio, where we touch on everything and anything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. Today we will be focused on high-fidelity tokenization and how it will be a structural shift in global markets. Financial markets are entering a period where the infrastructure beneath capital formation, asset ownership, and settlement is beginning to change. High-fidelity tokenization is the process of representing real-world financial assets as digitally verifiable tokens on blockchain networks with hundreds of data points making them transparent. It is emerging as one of the most consequential developments in modern market structure. Unlike early forms of tokenization that focused primarily on digital assets or speculative instruments, high-fidelity tokenization is designed to mirror real-world assets with precision and lots of data, such as embedding ownership rights, transaction history, issuer details, yield distributions, provenance and contractual terms directly into programmable digital instruments. At its core, high-fidelity tokenization introduces a new standard of transparency and efficiency into markets that have historically relied on fragmented record-keeping systems, multiple intermediaries, and delayed settlement processes. By anchoring asset ownership and transactional activity onto a distributed ledger, institutions, regulators, and the public can access a verifiable record of how assets move through the financial system. Traditional financial markets often operate through layers of custodians, clearinghouses, transfer agents, and record-keeping systems that can obscure the full chain of ownership or delay the verification of transactions. High-fidelity tokenization addresses this structural opacity. When assets are tokenized on any blockchain network, a few things happen. Ownership records become time-stamped and immutable, creating a permanent ledger of transactions. Transfers of assets can occur near instantaneously, reducing settlement cycles that currently take multiple days in traditional markets. Auditable transaction histories become accessible in real time to regulators, institutions, and market participants. This shift has the potential to significantly reduce disputes over ownership, settlement errors, and opaque trading practices that have historically plagued certain segments of the financial system. For institutional investors, tokenization offers a new layer of operational efficiency that could reshape portfolio management and asset servicing. Tokenized financial instruments can do some of the following: automate settlement and clearing functions through smart contracts, reduce counterparty risk by enabling delivery versus payment execution in real time, lower administrative costs associated with reconciliation, custody, and transfer processes, enable fractional ownership of traditionally illiquid assets such as infrastructure projects, private equity holdings, real estate, and commodities. For large institutions managing complex portfolios, these efficiencies translate into lower friction in capital deployment and improved liquidity across asset classes that have historically been difficult to trade. High-fidelity tokenization, such as we are seeing with the Pico Novus blockchain network, also introduces a level of regulatory visibility that traditional markets struggle to provide. Financial regulators often rely on delayed reporting frameworks, fragmented disclosures, and third-party intermediaries to reconstruct trading activity after it occurs. Blockchain-based asset systems allow regulators to observe real-time transactional activity across tokenized markets, the movement of capital between counterparties with greater clarity, compliance with ownership limits, disclosure thresholds, and trading rules embedded directly within smart contract protocols. Rather than relying solely on retrospective investigations, regulators gain the ability to monitor markets continuously, potentially reducing the likelihood of systemic manipulation or undisclosed concentration of ownership. One of the most widely discussed implications of tokenization is the possibility of expanding market participation while maintaining institutional standards of compliance and security. Through tokenized structures, investors can gain fractional exposure to large assets that were previously reserved for institutional capital. Transparent ledgers allow participants to verify asset provenance and transaction history independently. Smart contract frameworks can enforce automated compliance with regulatory requirements, including investor eligibility, transfer restrictions, and reporting standards. The result is a market structure where accessibility increases while the integrity of ownership and compliance mechanisms remains intact. High-fidelity tokenization should not be viewed merely as a technological novelty, it represents the convergence of financial engineering and digital infrastructure. As institutions experiment with tokenized bonds, commodities, private credit instruments, and equity structures, the underlying architecture of markets begins to evolve toward a model that is faster, more transparent, and more programmable. In this environment, capital markets may gradually shift from opaque systems dependent on reconciliation between intermediaries to shared, verifiable ledgers of financial truth. For institutions, the opportunity lies in operational efficiency and liquidity. For regulators, it provides unprecedented oversight. For the public, it offers a clearer window into how assets are issued, traded, and owned. If implemented with high standards of fidelity and regulatory alignment, tokenization may ultimately serve as one of the most important structural upgrades to global financial markets since the digitization of trading itself. We are seeing this happen in real time with the Pico Novus blockchain network without the press releases or fanfare that normally happens to attract attention. Now we need to understand that as financial markets move toward the tokenization of traditional assets, regulators are increasingly focused on establishing clear rules that both protect investors and allow innovation to flourish. In the United States, the two primary agencies responsible for overseeing this evolution, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, have begun examining how digital asset frameworks can accommodate tokenized securities, commodities, and derivatives without undermining existing market protections. The challenge for regulators is significant. Tokenization introduces new technological capabilities that can improve transparency and efficiency across financial markets, but it also raises complex questions about custody, settlement, disclosure standards, and market oversight. The goal for policymakers is not to suppress innovation, but rather to develop a regulatory structure that ensures emerging tokenized markets maintain the same levels of investor protection and market integrity that traditional capital markets require. Both the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission have signaled that tokenization could ultimately modernize financial infrastructure if it is implemented within an appropriate regulatory framework. In practical terms, this means regulators are exploring policies that would do some of the following. Ensure tokenized securities adhere to existing disclosure and investor protection standards. Maintain robust anti-fraud and anti-manipulation rules within digital trading environments. Clarify custody requirements for tokenized assets held by institutions and retail investors. Establish frameworks for blockchain-based settlement systems and digital asset clearing mechanisms. Rather than treating tokenized assets as entirely new instruments, regulators increasingly appear to be examining how traditional regulatory principles can be applied to assets that simply exist on a more advanced technological infrastructure. At the same time, regulators are evaluating frameworks, leading global exchanges are actively exploring how tokenization can be integrated into existing trading environments. Both NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange have studied the potential of blockchain-based settlement and tokenized equity instruments that could represent shares of publicly traded companies. By converting traditional equity into tokenized representations, exchanges could potentially streamline clearing processes, reduce settlement times, and provide more transparent ownership records. Similarly, the derivatives sector is exploring the tokenization of commodity contracts. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange has shown interest in blockchain infrastructure that could eventually support tokenized futures contracts tied to commodities, financial indexes, or interest rate instruments. If implemented, tokenized derivatives could introduce programmable settlement conditions and more efficient collateral management systems. For exchanges, the appeal is largely operational. Tokenized financial instruments could significantly reduce reconciliation costs and shorten settlement cycles that currently take 1 to 2 business days in traditional markets. As tokenized securities and derivatives begin to emerge within regulated frameworks, digital trading platforms are likely to become an important distribution channel for these assets. Platforms such as Coinbase, Binance, and Robinhood could benefit substantially from the convergence of traditional finance and blockchain infrastructure. These platforms already operate sophisticated digital asset trading systems capable of supporting high transaction throughput, real-time order books, and self-custody wallet infrastructure. If tokenized stocks, bonds, or commodity contracts become widely adopted, exchanges and regulators may look to digital platforms as part of the broader ecosystem for distribution, custody, and secondary trading. In such a scenario, tokenized financial instruments could eventually trade across a hybrid marketplace where traditional exchanges, institutional broker-dealers, and regulated digital asset platforms operate in parallel. The tokenization of financial assets is not simply a technological shift, it represents the early stages of a structural transformation in how markets function. If regulators successfully craft a balanced framework, one that preserves investor protections while enabling blockchain-based innovation, the result could be a more transparent and efficient financial system. For regulators, it provides greater visibility into market activity. For exchanges, it introduces operational efficiencies and programmable settlement systems. For digital platforms, it creates new pathways to integrate traditional financial instruments into blockchain-based markets. As institutions, regulators, and technology providers move toward this convergence, the tokenization of securities and derivatives may ultimately reshape the architecture of global capital markets, bringing the transparency of distributed ledgers into the heart of regulated financial infrastructure. We will continue to touch on the digital asset landscape in future episodes of Money Never Sleeps. We want to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen into the show, and we will be back with you for another episode of Money Never Sleeps Radio.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio, in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Balavkath and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.